And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In two previous presentations, we discussed the Bible's inerrancy. In this lesson, and two more that will follow, we would like to discuss the charge that frequently is made against the Bible by its enemies, that it contains numerous contradictions and discrepancies. As we pointed out earlier, there are various types of word or number errors in modern-day versions of the Bible, errors that, resulting from the copying process employed in the past, but for the most part, those errors are easily explained and rarely, if ever, affect doctrinal issues. Enemies of God's Word have seized upon such errors in an attempt to belittle the Bible in an effort to destroy the faith of those who accept it as God's Word. Such critics blazingly brag that contradictions and discrepancies can be demonstrated on practically every page and within nearly every major premise of Bible teaching. They think that by chopping incessantly in the forest of Bible inspiration with the cynical axe of their own negative criticism, they will be able to rip the Bible from the grasp of the masses while simultaneously expunging God from His universe. Their efforts, however, can be staunched through an examination of the actual facts at hand. In this instance, for example, the principle of innocent until proven guilty certainly should be applied. A mere charge against the Bible does not automatically represent a conviction. Let me ask you a question. Do we not normally assume a person to be truthful until it has been proven otherwise? Indeed, we do. By the same token, a book, any book, should be presumed internally consistent until it can be proved that it is self-contradictory. Such an approach has been accepted as legitimate throughout literary history. In fact, extensive efforts have been expended to absolve the famed Greek and Latin classics of alleged discrepancies under the presumption that their authors were intelligent enough not to contradict themselves. Surely the Bible deserves an equally charitable approach. Truth be told, upon close examination by any fair-minded person, the arguments made by biblical critics can be seen for what they are, hollow charges based on built-in bias. Join us in future programs as we explore further the arguments of Bible critics.